Hare Krishna. Now we're going to hear an address from His Holiness Rupad Swami, who is a governing body commissioner of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Hare Krishna. His Holiness Rupad Swami is going to speak on the identity of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I'm sure some of the guests, of the audience know very well who is Lord Chaitanya. For those of you that already know who is Lord Chaitanya, hearing again and again and again is always very wonderful. And for those of you who do not, this will be a very nice way of appreciating the event that we're undertaking this evening. Gaura Purnima, just a short number of days ago, was the full moon. And the full moon in the month of Phalgun is identified as Gaura Purnima. Not only the moon looks golden, you see in the picture, because his form was golden, or as we heard in the drama, Gaura Hari. So we're observing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, Gaura Hari, who is the form of the Lord who appears in this present age of Kali for the purpose of delivering the Yuga Dharma. Dharma, you all know the meaning. Dharma is the practice of religiosity, but specifically Yuga Dharma is that form of religious practice most effective for our present age. According to the Vedic picture of time, there are, just like here in the West, there are four seasons. In India, there are six seasons. But here, there's four seasons. And those seasons rotate. It's now winter is ending and spring is beginning. And we know what comes after spring. We've been around a few times. It's summer. We know what follows summer. It's fall. We know what follows fall. It's winter. And then again, spring. So just as the seasons rotate, the Vedic picture of time is that time is also cyclical. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and our present Kali Yuga. And towards the beginning of each of those four yugas, there's a yuga avatar, a form of the Lord who appears to deliver the yuga karma. It means most effective for that particular age for achieving spiritual perfection. In the Padma Puran, it describes, in the first of the four yugas, in Satya Yuga, the means for achieving spiritual perfection is what? Meditation. Dhyayate. By the process of meditation, one could best achieve spiritual perfection. And in the following yuga, during the same yuga as Ramachandra appeared, what was the most effective means? The yuga dharma, for achieving spiritual perfection, the process of Vedic sacrifice, yajna. And then following the age of Ramachandra or Treta Yuga is Dwapara Yuga, the process of deity worship or archana was most effective. But in this age of Kali, because conditions are so unfortunate, the process is very simple. Even children, even a dog. The dog can chant. Lord Chaitanya can induce a dog to chant. They're not so powerful. But human beings, if they simply take up this process of chanting, kirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord, then spiritual perfection can be achieved. So Gaura Hari, or Lord Chaitanya, came to deliver this process of Nam Sankirtan, There's a verse in the scripture when Lord Chaitanya became an initiated disciple of Ishwarapuri. For 1 week, he taught him one verse. Same verse, every day, for hours. And that one verse was, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalo, in this age of Kali, Kalo, Naskeva, means not Asti Eva. There is certainly no other means in this age of Kali for achieving spiritual perfection. Gatir Anyata. There's not another means to achieve the goal of love of God. So Lord Chaitanya came to deliver that love of God. And this is the appearance place. Those of you who have visited Shigar Mayapur in West Bengal, you'll recognize this building. I was just in India. I was actually in Mayapur for 3 weeks for attending one of our meetings. And as I was leaving Delhi, little anecdote, I went through customs, and then I was going through security. You know, you go through the x-ray machine and your luggage goes through, and you know how they do anything, the little stamp on your tag. So the man that was stamping the tag looked at me and said, "Do you know who is Lord Chaitanya?" I said, "Of course I know who is Lord Chaitanya. I was in Mayapur for 3 weeks." He said, "I am from Dabadweep." And in his tag I read, S.K. Das, Bengali gentleman in Delhi, was one of the security guards, making sure that everyone's luggage was safe. But I grew up in Navadvipa, and I have known Lord Chaitanya since childhood. And I said, I grew up in America, and I didn't know anything about Lord Chaitanya. Even Krishna, I didn't know anything about Lord Chaitanya or Krishna, until my spiritual master came and introduced me. Here is Lord Chaitanya. Here is Lord Krishna. So I'm sharing with you in the same way. This is a photograph of the deity of Lord Chaitanya in Sri Ramayapur, surrounded by peacock feathers. And when you see peacock feathers, naturally you think of Krishna, right? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna himself. I'm going to show you from scripture that this is so. Here's a verse composed by our acharyas identifying Lord Chaitanya's position. Namo Mahabhavanyaya Krishna Pranapadaya. Hey, Krishnaya. Krishna Chaitanya Name Gorakrishe Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar. Why? Because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given. Pure love of Krishna. Those of you that know Bhagavad Gita, what's the final instruction that Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita? Sarvadharma Parityaja Maham Ekam Sharanam Praja Aham Tvam Sarvapapi Yo Moksha Yashami Masvachaha. The Krishna's teaching that if you surrender unto him, he will free you. Sarvapapi Yo Moksha Yashami. The payment of spiritual perfection can be had if you simply surrender to him. What did Lord Chaitanya say? Whoever you are, qualified, unqualified, say love of God. But I'm an unfortunate person. I'm born in America. I don't even know about Krishna. And I'm so disqualified in so many ways. Never mind. Take love of Krishna. Take love of Krishna. Just say yes, as Rupa Sanatana was saying. just have that eagerness to receive it. And how is that born, a love of God given in the form of the Holy Name? This is a photograph of a Murti of Lord Chaitanya in Srinamayapur. And our founder, Acharya of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, first started the center very near the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to this day, when you visit the room where he stayed, you can see this Murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here are some verses that identify Lord Chaitanya's identity. Who is Lord Chaitanya? As S.K. Das was asking, you know. Here is Srimad Bhagavatam saying, who is Lord Chaitanya? In the 11th canto, Krishna Varnam Prasha Krishnam Sango Pangas Paparashanam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Yajanti Sumedhasaha. This is a discussion between King Nimi, who is asking the great sages, the Navayogendras, about the forms of the Lord as they appear in the different yugas. And when they're describing the yuga avatar in Kali Yuga, they describe in the ancient Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is Sham. He's blackish in complexion. But Krishna is not blackish in complexion. But he's Krishna himself. He is accompanied with his associates, his servants, his weapons, and his confidential companions. Sango, Pangasra Parshadam. When Lord Chaitanya comes, he appears with his principal associates. These are known as the Pancha Tattva, the principal associates of Lord Chaitanya. I'll show them to you again. But here is Lord Chaitanya, and to his right is Lord Nityananda. Just like on our altar, you'll see Lord Chaitanya, and to his right is Lord Nityananda. And the great Acharya, pictured with a beard because he was elder, like Lord Chaitanya's father in age. And Gadadhar and Srivas. And together these five engaged in Sankirtan, the congregational chanting, throughout all of Navadvipa. And as their kirtans through all the villages of Navadvipa increased, thousands and thousands of persons took part. Eventually, their chanting went straight to the house of Chandkazi, the Muslim magistrate at the time who was ruling over the whole of Navadvipa. And Chandkazi declared that very day that for all successive generations following myself, whoever will be the ruler here in Navadvipa, the chanting of the Holy Name should go on without obstruction. But Lord Chaitanya didn't stop there. He took the chanting of the Holy Name throughout all of India. The details are described in the literatures you find on the table in the back. He traveled throughout all of India, all directions in India. And he declared, in time, the chanting of the Holy Names will be heard in every town and village throughout the world. And our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, took that mission very seriously and brought here to America, and then to Europe, and then to Africa, and then through Australasia, and now even in China, and places all around the world, the chanting of the Holy Name is being conducted. We still have some work to do. It still has to be every town and every village. So you can all participate. Whatever town and village you are from, you go back, chant Hare Krishna. You'll help fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy. In the latter stages of Mahaprabhu's life, he entered into deep states of ecstasy and separation. from Krishna. He was residing in Jagannath Puri at the request of his mother. And from the place very near Jagannath Temple in Puri, for 24 years of his life, he remained in ecstasy of love of God and encouraging all to take part. Very quickly, I'm going to give you some scriptural references that identify who is Lord Chaitanya. You might be surprised to know that in the Chandogya Upanishad, Lord Chaitanya is referenced. Here's the quote. In the middle of that lotus city is a place called Mayapur. And in the middle of Mayapur is a place called Antardweep. That place is the home of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Did you know that the Upanishads speak of Lord Chaitanya? In the Garuda Purana, here's another reference. In the first Sandhya, or period of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will assume golden form. First, he will be the husband of Lakshmi. And then, he will be a sannyasi who stays near Lord Jagannath at Puri. For those of you that are familiar with the Vedas, can you think of one of the forms of the Lord that accepted the sannyas order? Answer, no. But there is one. The one that's being referenced in Garuda Purana is Lord Chaitanya. Golden in complexion, who took birth at Navadvipa, who engaged in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and then accepted the order of sannyas and resided in Puri for the remaining 24 years of his life. Very clear scriptural reference. Here's another one from Mahabharata, from the Vishnu Sahasranam. Were you aware? In Vishnu Sahasranam, in Dana Tarva Parva, it is said, in his early pastimes, he appeared as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body smeared with the pulp of sandalwood seems like molten gold. The complexion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that of molten gold. Gauranga. Golden limbs, like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, and he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. There are many. Just going to give one more. The Sringa Purana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear again in the Kali Yuga. His form will be golden. He will delight in chanting the Lord's holy names. And his name is also mentioned. His name will be Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya was young, he was given the name Nimai by one family member, a friend of the family, because he was born under a neem tree. And the other children of Mother Sachi died shortly after birth. But neem has a property, not only a medicinal property, but it gives protection. So he was given the name Nimai. Nimai Pandit, when he became a young student, a Brahmana, who was teaching Sanskrit grammar and logic in Navadvipa. But when he took sannyas, a very remarkable thing happened. His sannyas guru, Keshava Bharati, gave him a brahmachari name. Krishna Chaitanya was his name, sannyas name. Although normally would come follow would come Bharati, according to the line of sannyas that he was initiated in. But it wasn't Bharati, it was Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And so for the rest of his days, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is how he was identified. Or Gaura Hari, as we heard earlier. The Supreme Lord Hari, who is golden in complexion. Here is his deity form, one of the tallest deities I've seen in my life. To dress the deity, to have to stand on a ladder. He's something like 10 feet tall. then with his arms raised. Very, very tall meeting. There's the panchatattva form of the Lord. And we're going to see close up of the face of Lord Chaitanya. And to his right is Lord Nityananda. There's a painting of the meeting of the two, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, in Navadvipa. Very, very wonderful pastime as described in a biography about Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that we had a few hours that we're telling them today. And to his further right is Advaita Acharya. And it was Advaita Acharya who saw the condition of the age of Kali, that things had become so much deteriorated that even the brahmanas were using their rabbinical strength and power for simply for material prosperity instead of for spiritual elevation. He became so concerned for the welfare of people in general that he sat by the side of the Ganges, worshipping his Shalagram Shiva, offering Tulsi buds, manjaris, and handfuls of Ganges water, calling out very loudly one verse from Padma Purana that says, "O Lord, when one offers you with sincere devotion, even something simple as a leaf or water, you become obliged to that person." He was appealing to Lord Chaitanya, appealing to the Lord, to please make his appearance, to deliver the people of this age of Kali. So Lord Chaitanya appeared. Now to Lord Chaitanya's left is Gadadhar Pandit, a childhood friend of Lord Chaitanya, and a pure devotee of the Lord in Srivas Thakur. Here they are in their form, as you will see when you sometime visit Srikamayapur. It's a very, very wonderful place, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On Gaura Purnima day, just for observing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, the crowds in the appearance place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so, I don't know how they calculate the number of persons. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of persons. Huge kirtan hall. Compared to this space, at least 8 times the size, filled with people, chanting and dancing the holy names of the Lord. Very pleasing. Before the forms of Lord Chaitanya, and we'll also have our opportunity to do the same before Nithai Gornakaraj and Krishna Balaram. So there's a little idea of who is Lord Chaitanya. And I think S.K. Das, the security guard at the Delhi airport, would be very happy to know that so many persons are hearing about the glories of Lord Chaitanya and are getting the opportunity to chant the holy name congregation. So thank you all for coming today.